to Inspire on Stray FM's Business Hub.
It's a phrase I've never heard before, actually. It's called soft skills.
Right, okay. You've never heard it?
Never heard it before. This is Laura from To Inspire on
Hello, everyone.
Tell me what soft skills are then.
Well, soft skills. In the corporate world, soft skills are what people skills are referred to as, really. They're not the sort of fee-earning skills. They're not the technical skills. They are often thought of as something that's a bit of a bonus, really, rather than something that's absolutely imperative for you to be able to do your job well.
So give us an example of a soft skill then.
Right. So so a soft skill is basically being able to talk to people. That is really the crux of it, really. Being able to talk to people in a way that gets a message across, that transmits the important message without upsetting people. And so something that would traditionally require good soft skills is when you're dealing with a disciplinary, you may be making people redundant or something. You would say like, oh, gosh, don't get Bob to do it because he hasn't got any soft skills. Get, you know, someone in HR to do it.
Could that also be called emotional intelligence?
Well, yes, definitely.
Is it the same sort of thing?
Definitely. Certainly emotional intelligence is involved in whether you are good and adept at soft skills. But, I mean, my argument with the phrase is really that they're not soft skills, as in it's not soft. It's not that figures are hard and business is hard, but people are easy and soft. Mm. You know, it's not really that for me. I mean, I think people skills and the so-called soft skills are actually hard habits. Actually, I think most people would agree with me that constantly being the motivating force in a team is hard work. It's hard work and it's a hard skill to do. Being able to tell someone that their performance isn't up to scratch without leaving them as demotivated and unhappy and tearful, that's a hard skill to master. You know, these are really, really difficult skills to learn. And actually, you know, figures aren't likely to burst into tears if they're wrong.
Yeah.
You know, are they? They don't have good days and bad days. You know, I mean, you might have good and bad figures, but the figures are figures and they're facts. And, you know, you're not dealing with anything but the facts.
Could you have too much soft skill? I mean, if you're running a business, could you be too soft?
Right. Well, it's not about being soft. It's not about being soft. That's the thing. And yes, you could. You definitely could. In fact, I was speaking to the director of a business who's on our course at the moment, when she was in for her 360 review. And she said she thinks she is too soft. And she gave me a couple of instances and I was really, really shocked. You know, she's being so kind to her employees, her team. And actually what it's not doing is creating any drive for performance because they've already got it all. And also in the training room the other day, she said something about asking for help with a project that she was doing. And, you know, it is really important to gain people's commitment and to ask for help. But at the end of the day, you are the boss. And actually, I said to her, why didn't you just pick someone out who you thought could benefit from helping you on this project and just, you know, phrase it in a way, you know, so, hi, Dave, can you come and have a chat with me for 10 minutes? I'm working on a really exciting project. I'd love you to help me. I think it would be fantastic. You know, so it's not, oi, Dave, come and do this for me. You know, there's got to be something in it for Dave as well, and it's the way you phrase it. But actually taking the time and even having the wherewithal to think about that from Dave's point of view and getting him on board, you know, takes time and takes effort and takes skills, and it's skills that some people don't have. January is a worse month for people leaving their jobs. In January, more people leave their jobs than any other time of the year.
Yeah, we've got some recruitment agencies we talked to and they are snowed under.
Absolutely. And it's because people reassess, what do I want out of my life? And if they're not being challenged, you know, then that's less interesting. Work becomes boring. Life becomes boring, doesn't it, if we've got it all on a plate and, you know, we know what we're doing standing on our head.
Is there a way that people can find out either how good they are at soft skills or whether they can improve them?
Well, Yes, there is. I mean, the easy way is to ask people, you know, to ask for some feedback. Another of my soapboxes, as you know, Beth. But yeah, ask for some feedback. Ask the team, how do you think I am? You know, how am I doing at motivating you? How am I doing, you know, when I'm talking to you about things that are a bit difficult? You know, I mean, the idea of these being soft skills when actually they have to address quite difficult areas of the workplace and difficult issues with people is an absolute nonsense. But yes, ask people. And it might be if they're not used to answering your feedback questions, then what could I have done better is a good one, because then people aren't criticising you.
If people think, oh, I want to have that, I want to talk to you, that you, this is what you do, you inspire people with training at To Inspire.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, although we're now called Quarterdeck.
Oh, well, bring on the new name.
Yeah, bring on the new name. I probably should have talked about that a little bit, but never mind. Yeah, so if you want to come along and find out what we do, then we run free taster sessions, masterclasses at Rudding House and at the Tetley in Leeds. The next one's February the 8th, the one after that's March the 8th. Check out our website if you want to get all of the dates. Our website is www.qdeck.co.uk, and we'd love to see you.
To Inspire on Stray FM's Business Hub.